Sarah Watkins became a name fiddle player a generation ago, playing in a bluegrass trio of teenagers, which did not include B.J. Lederman, who writes her theme music. They called themselves Nickel Creek. Sarah Watkins began to make solo albums as she grew older with a more mature sound and has just released her third. Julie Height of member station WPLN drove Sarah Watkins back to a studio where she worked with her original band and recorded part of her new album. It's called Young in All the Wrong Ways.
Sarah Watkins is a California native. She's never lived in Nashville, but she spent enough time recording here to memorize a neighborhood or two.
Turn right at the stop sign. It's just this first place on the left. Just past the fire hydrant. You could pull into that driveway or just park on the street here.
This is Minutia Studio.
I was 17 or 18 when I first started coming here. It was a while ago.
Watkins just turned 35.
Hello? Gary?
Gary Pachoza engineered the pair of Nickel Creek albums that put the band on the map.
Standing on a darkest day, stumbling through the lines. Others have excuses, I have my reasons why.
Both albums were produced by Allison Krauss. Pachoza remembers her remarking on Watkins' place in the group dynamic.
Allison spotted quickly that she was definitely with her big brother and with Chris Thiele, and they were best friends, and that it would be a really tough situation to be with teenage boys, you know.
Watkins stayed the path with her bandmates until they'd all reached their mid-20s.
You know, sometimes when you're with family, everything that you do that's a little bit different is noticed. And when you're in a tight community like that, I think that's, you know, one of the reasons people go away to college. You know, you get to leave behind this high school thing where everyone knows all this, everything about you, and you can start over in a way and decide who you want to be.
One thing she decided she wanted to be was a serious songwriter. With Nickel Creek, she'd mostly just dabbled.
I was writing little things, trying out ideas for a few years when I was a teenager, and I remember just kind of running them by friends. Sometimes it was Chris and Sean, just to have them like read through something, and they'd be like, I really like this or this. I don't understand what you're talking about, though. I couldn't really put my finger on what I wanted to say, or I didn't know how to say it in a way that didn't seem super corny, or I was learning.
She kept learning through two previous solo albums. Young in All the Wrong Ways marks the first time she's written or co-written every track.
Every step's been shown to you, like all those years of school. What they said is what you say, what they saw is what you see. You lack a clear drawn line, partitioned and defined, so you can rest in knowing everything's as it should be.
Watkins also wanted to express more through the vocals.
But I want you to.
I'm not a particularly meek person or like, I'm a sentimental person for sure. I appreciate history and the history of like, you know, musicians and tradition. I think that comes from growing up in a traditional music where what lasts, what's time tested is really where you identify the quality. But I'm also living today and I really want what's happening in my life right now to be, I want to dig into that enough that I have stuff to say about it.
Young and old. Young in all the wrong ways. But take this pretty clear to see, honey, it's all the same. Cracks in the windows, broken chairs, no more to play. There was a time for me to hold on, there was a time for trust. But I'm
ever since she started playing professionally, Watkins has had some sort of backup, a band, a label, a manager, but she had none of that when she decided to record this time, so she called on some old friends.
Gabe Witcher, who produced it, he is in the Punch Brothers with Chris Thiele, my old Nickel Creek bandmate. I've known Gabe since I was 8 years old because we grew up going to bluegrass festivals together. We'd play football on Saturday mornings, and we'd compete against each other in fiddle contests. And he always beat me, but we've always been friends.
And friends like engineer Gary Pechoza have always kept an eye out for her.
It's been a thrilling thing for a lot of people just to see you completely open up and find yourself to really take it somewhere else, you know. It's been great to watch.
It's been fun to do.
Fun or not, she had to work at owning the role of frontwoman.
You're opening yourself up to playing this role as a host without apologizing for it. When it's your show, it's you, 2 hours, you know? And sometimes I think in the past I have felt reluctant or greedy or selfish if I indulge in that too much and if I even acknowledge that that's what's happening.
Sarah Watkins no longer feels the need to apologize for standing on her own. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Julie Hite.
Isn't me, it's my attention that you're missing. It ain't my voice, but all the sweet things that I say. I'm not your only honeybee. Who are you kidding? Sing your sad songs to the rest. Let them believe they get your best.